Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I'm so glad that you are going to be joining us today. We're opening up the phone lines, and we hear that music keeps playing. It's so nice to have that music. Rich Jesse is our producer, and we do love that theme music. That's wonderful for Take Two, but today is a wonderful show. We're talking about being truly free, and we are opening up the phone lines, and I'd love to hear from you because we're going to talk about how it relates to our spiritual life. And this is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry will be back tomorrow or I think tomorrow. No, I think he's going to be back Monday. Jerry will be back Monday. You'll have me tomorrow talking about making your happy hour a holy hour. We've done that show before, so it's a very impactful show. But today is about being truly free. We are talking about freedom today on this special Juneteenth day. And it is important that we relate it to our spiritual life, right? Because every day, every single day as a Catholic Christian, we journey on really expressing who we are as Christians and how we present ourselves in the world as Catholic Christians. And on this federal holiday today, June 19th, it is to commemorate the emancipation of enslaved people in the U.S. And this holiday was first recognized in Texas, and it was very important. We remember this day. We absolutely focus on what it means to have so much freedom today for all of us, especially the freedom to practice what we believe in God, right? We are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and there's so much freedom in that, and it's amazing. And then we have our very rich Catholic faith, which is so beautiful. It's sacrament rich Catholic faith in Holy Mother Church. And what does that mean to be free and to feel that spiritual, just wonderful flying moments of life, right? Where we can really navigate life well. Why? Because we have God at the center, okay? Being truly free, what does that mean to you? Let's talk about it. Please call in. This is important. The work we do here is very important. It's wonderful to get together and just kind of toss around these subjects and see what comes out of it. But it's even better when we can impact other souls that are listening right now, that really are absorbing this and taking it all in. So this is your show. We have Rich at the controls. We have Vanessa doing a fine job, ready to answer your calls. Pedro's on social media monitoring everything. I'm waving to you guys. Thanks so much for keeping Take Two going strong for 10 plus years now. And I'd love to hear from you. What does it mean to you? You, the person that's listening right now, that's you. You're part of the Take Two family. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. What does it mean for you to be truly free? You know what we're talking about today. Okay, today is the day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And today, as we are listening to Take Two, we are free to choose God. We are free to live a Christian life. We are free to practice our faith. And it's a beautiful thing. Look at those amazing martyrs in Nigeria who lost their lives because they fought so hard to hold on to their Christianity. We don't have to, in this country where we live, in the U.S., we don't have to do that. We don't fight that kind of uphill battle just to go to church. They struggled. They had to hide so much of their Christianity in order to save their life. And ultimately, they ended up losing their life recently in Nigeria. Please, absolutely pray for the beautiful souls in Nigeria. Please pray that that this absolute, barbaric, horrific acts that people are committing against Christians, please pray that it stops so that those fine, beautiful Christian folks in all of Africa, actually. There's so much of Africa that has that kind of threat against Christians. Please pray that that stops and we have some peace and some freedom, okay? And on this Juneteenth, we need to talk about freedom. It's important. It's important to talk about it. And so I need your help. Call in. We've got a lot happening, a lot. Everybody's weighing in with some messages on social media. Please, please dial in. I'd love to hear from you on your thoughts on this about being truly free. What does it mean to you? I can tell you what it means to me. I love living in the United States of America. I love the ability to go to perpetual adoration. I love the ability to go to mass whenever I want to. I love that I can practice the faith and really feel free on all of that. I love that There's people around me that support my Catholic faith. I love that I can wear a t-shirt or a crucifix, or I can wear any type of spiritual jewelry, right? And go out there in public and not feel like I'm going to be attacked. I love that. Do you appreciate that? Do you appreciate Catholic radio? How about Catholic radio? Could you please maybe talk about that? There's so many angles we can cover with this being truly free today. And we can talk about it, but I need your help. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. I will tell you there's a reason why I'm a little bit shocked a bit. I just received a message from somebody that has a relative over in Nigeria, and I just received the message saying, you know, thank you for remembering. See, I'm going to cry. Thank you for remembering the beautiful souls in Nigeria. And that's what kind of threw me off a bit, because I didn't realize we had a relative. And so the person that just messaged me, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that your relatives are under attack and being hurt and being killed. And it's breaking my heart. But it should break all of our hearts, because we are the body of Christ. And when one is broken, we're all broken. When one hurts, we all hurt. But let's really talk about being free today and appreciate it today on this Juneteenth. Are you with me? Call in 833-288-3986. I'll be right back. Okay, the phone lines are lighting up, so you, the Take Two family does want to comment on Nigeria or on being truly free and how we can practice our faith freely, how we can go to church and not feel like we're going to get killed for going to church. I mean, that's what the folks in Nigeria are facing. I mean, this is horrible. We should all be outraged by this. We should all be screaming from the top of our lungs saying, stop, this has got to stop. And they're killing babies. It's not good. Okay. And they're hurting families. I mean, they're setting homes and places that folks are taking cover. They're setting them on fire. I mean, this is just horrific. I want to thank the Take Two family. You guys care. You guys care a lot, because you're sending in messages very quickly about this. And yes, we are praying. I want you to know that we're going, trying to go round the clock with the prayer book that we do for the Take Two family. But Nigeria is right at the top of that list. Okay, so we have prayer teams going to adoration and mass. And when they're trying their hardest to keep that prayer, the prayers up in storming heaven to get peace over there for those fine, beautiful Christian folks. Okay, we're going to get to Caroline in Corpus Christi in just a moment. And Caroline, hold on, and Brian as well, and the others. If you'd like to join the conversation about being truly free today, and any angle you want to cover, let's do it. It's fine with me. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Again, we got Rich on the controls, Vanessa on the phones, Pedro on social media. I'm waving to you guys. Thanks, you guys, for being so kind. I wanted to share this real quickly. Puffle by Sister M. Gianna Cassino, and its EWTN religious catalog has a fantastic array of children's books that you can trust to be wholesome while teaching the Catholic faith in ways that kids will understand. Just one of these is Puffle. by Sister Gianna Cassino, a reader's favorite 5-star recipient. Puffle is the tale of an adorable puffin who meets some waddly new pals. I hope I said that correctly. That is so cute. I love this. I think I just want to get the book because it looks adorable. Stunned by their awesomeness, he starts questioning himself, beckoning him on a journey of discovery, imagination, and wonder. Maybe, just maybe, what makes someone special is what makes them shine. Based on the profound wisdom of Pope St. John Paul II's Theology of the Body, this delightful book will captivate young minds and hearts. What a great Christmas gift. That's amazing. Available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping on online orders, $75 or more. Standard shipping is for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. Okay, Puffle. Just remember that, you guys. That sounds like the coolest. I'm actually going to get that book. I know somebody who really could benefit from that book, a family. Okay. We have a couple open phone lines. We're talking about freedom today. What does it mean for you? How do you feel about freedom? Do you think about freedom? We're coming up on also July 4th, right? Independence Day. And everybody celebrates, you know, with fireworks and barbecues and all sorts of things like that. But do we really take time to say, thank you, Lord, thank you for the freedom for me to be able to just be who I am, receive the gifts and blessings, right, from you, Lord, and to be able to practice and love you, Lord, freely. It's amazing. And we really should value it. Never take it for granted. Never, ever take it for granted, especially where there's rumors of wars happening right now. And it's just, we really got to appreciate what we have. Let's hear what Caroline has to say in Corpus Christi, Texas, listening on our dear friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Caroline. Thank you so much for starting the conversation.
Hi, Debbie. Blessings. I live in Texas. And I wanted to say that I love knowing that the hope that the people had during the times where they were enslaved and the love they had for God, even in the midst of their suffering, pain, uncertainty, all the things that they suffered, they endured, but they never stopped praying and they never stopped hoping. And you can tell by the way that looking at our history in our nation, the blessings that we received from all the suffering and the pain that they suffered. And I know that the people in Nigeria, I'm so grateful to God for all the Nigerian nation, because so many vocations are coming from Nigeria and have been coming from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And we're getting the fruits of their suffering and their love for God. So I know that hope is so important when we think about freedom. Freedom is not free. It's not something that we can just say and take advantage of. We know that people had to love each other, loved God. That's what kept them going. That's what kept them going, their hope, their prayers. And God does answer our prayers. He does. And he kept them, you know, from giving up, from despair. They always cared for one another. No matter what they had, they shared. So we have to share our prayers and giving God the glory, to know that he will have the final outcome, will be his. The victory is won already. But we do need to continue to pray that God will open the hearts and unchain the hearts that are bound in sin. And we thank him for all he has given us in this country.
You said that so beautifully, Caroline, and I just, you know, it's interesting. You talk about people that feel trapped or enslaved or under threat or being hurt, right? And when they hold on together to God, you know, they are able to endure. They are able to be sustained. They are able to persevere. And like our brothers and sisters in Nigeria today, they're going to their death. They're martyrs. They are going with the joy in their heart that they have the Lord. So somebody can take their life here, but they're never going to take their Lord. And that's the beauty of when we hold on to God. You know, it got me a little rattled at the start of the show when one of our Take Two family members has a relative over there right now who's taking cover and trying to stay safe. You know, that it hits so close to home, right? And we've got to remember that even though we may be, you know, thousands of miles apart, we really are in the Lord so close. We are so intimate as a family. And it is so important that we hold on to God tightly during these times, because we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring for any of us. Even here in free America, we don't know what's going to happen. At any moment, our lives and our existence could change rapidly based on an exterior threat or something of that nature, an external threat. But Caroline, we have today, and we have this beautiful platform of a virtual community to come together through Catholic Radio. And hopefully all of heaven is watching how we are coming together, trying to profess the faith, trying to live the faith, trying to journey together. And it's a beautiful thing when we do hold on together. Now, as Catholics, unfortunately, we don't do that very well. We really don't. Our Protestant brothers and sisters tend to do that better than us. They come together and stay together. We as Catholics can do that through Catholic Radio. Any comments on that?
Well, I feel like Catholic Radio has been keeping us together, feeding us the Word of God, and instilling in us the things that we need to do on a daily basis to look up to God. Even the little saint that they spoke of today, where he was even put out of his own order, and he never stopped looking for God. He never stopped holding on to God, and his life was a testimony to God. And I know how much suffering so many people do. Sometimes I feel ashamed because I say, Lord, you're so good and you're so giving to all of us here in our nation, but where other people are under, you know, the threat of war and things that are going on, there is war there, and they just can't turn on a light switch. They can't go to their refrigerator. Those things are you know, not things that we take for granted sometimes. And everything that we've been through, this nation has been through, we can't take anything for granted. We have to get on our knees and start praying the way our grandmothers and our parents have taught us. It's time to kneel down by our bedside and say, you know, our prayers for each other, because we're all we have. The human race is a beautiful gift from God, and He wants us to know Him by knowing each other, by reaching out, like you're saying, and by our prayers coming together for one another.
Amen, Caroline. You're beautiful. Thank you so much for starting this conversation today. We appreciate it here at Take Two. And God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. We're going to get to Brian in just a moment. Brian, hang on, from North Dakota. Margie called in and couldn't stay on the line. Okay, so that was actually Caroline just freeing the phone line there. If you'd like to join this conversation, on being truly free, you can dial this number, 833-288-3986. So Margie called in but couldn't wait to get on air. So I wanted to share Margie's comment. Thank you, Margie from Minnesota. Says, I wanted to share gratitude for talking about Nigeria. I have a close priest friend who is from there, and I want to encourage others to keep them in our prayers. Absolutely, Margie. I have several Nigerian priest friends actually here in the Diocese of Phoenix. Beautiful, beautiful priests, very holy priests, and they have relatives over there as well, and they're really worried about them. So Margie, we're right with you, and that's why you see me getting so emotional, because messages are coming in very fast now. All right, we will definitely keep them in our prayers and continual prayers until there is peace over there. Brian in North Dakota on our friends at Real Presence Radio, you're up next. Hi, Brian.
Hello?
Hello, Brian. You go right ahead.
Well, my prayers for Pope Leo XIV to give the Society St. Pius X 10 new bishops under religious liberty.
Well, okay, Brian. Right. So, Brian, thank you for commenting in, but I want to share something about Pope Leo XIV. One of the interesting things about having a new pope is, and I want to thank you for calling in, Brian. I appreciate it. God bless you. I'll leave it at that, leave you there, and then have a beautiful rest of your day. But let me comment. So listen to my comment for a moment. I wanted to share this about Pope Leo XIV. He just got in to be able to monitor and run the Catholic Church, right? To be able to assess.
Thank you.
And it's really difficult sometimes to determine what the outcome of his pontificate and the various talks and the various writings and things are going to be. Everybody right now, Brian, is predicting what he is going, what he's going to say, what he's going to do, how he's going to react, how he's going to respond. And the unfortunate thing about that is when every single person goes out there on social media and they go out there, even on radio, and they start to predict what our Holy Father is going to do next, it almost sets him up for a bit of a failure in a way, because it's that old saying, you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's an unfortunate situation. This is me talking now. This isn't the church or EWTN. This is just Debbie Giorgiani, little old me. I just think we would better serve our Holy Father and the whole entire church, the universal church, if we just pray for our Holy Father that he makes very wise decisions and he makes wise appointments and all sorts of things in a wonderful, holy way. And we let everything unfold rather than to guess and to speculate and to, you know, try to figure it out or to think that there's some kind of agenda happening. I think it's dangerous for us to do. It's a time for us as Catholic Christians. This is just me talking now, folks, little old me. I think it's just time for us as Catholic Christians to get really rooted in prayer, to get really take care of our own souls, you know, get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace, pray for the Holy Father, and really put our own feelings and thoughts of the past or whatever aside and just practice being really good and faithful Catholics. I know it sounds very simple. I know it sounds so simple. You're like, oh, that's so obvious. It is. But the problem is because technology is out there everywhere and we have internet and podcasts and shows and clips and reels and AI and everything you can imagine bombarding us, I think it is getting people off the mark. And why do I say that? I'm in life coaching ministry pretty much round the clock after I do Catholic radio. Okay, so I work with people one-on-one and people are really confused. Catholics are really confused. They don't know who to trust. They don't know who to believe. They don't know what to believe. It's not good. We need to get catechized, well-formed in the faith, and pray for the Holy Father that he leads this church well. So that's my thoughts on it, Brian. I hope that's okay with you. I appreciate your comments, though. And I'd like to thank you again for calling in from Real Presence Radio. We love Real Presence Radio. You guys have been loyal from day one. Thank you so much. Brian's going to free that phone line, and we'll get to Patricia and the others. If you have a comment to make today about being truly free, this is the show to do it on this Juneteenth. And I'm getting messages coming in asking to explain exactly what this holiday is all about. And I'll happily do that on the other side of the break. And it's really quite amazing when you look at the human spirit and how humans, we want to survive. We want to thrive. We want to keep going. And we want to live our very best life. And so many folks were hurt along the way, and were really traumatized and brutalized and killed and enslaved. And it's not right. And we have to maintain that freedom in such a beautiful, holy, healthy way. So let's talk about it on the other side of the break when I come back. Stay with us. Okay, we'll get back to the phones in just a moment, and Patricia will be up next from Augusta, Georgia. So, Patricia, hang on. Don't go anywhere. If you'd like to join the conversation, we're talking about being truly free today on this Juneteenth, which commemorates June 19th, 1865. That's when they announced in Galveston, Texas, that over 250,000 enslaved people were actually free. It was more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, but that was issued by President Abraham Lincoln. And so this day, there's so many layers to this of the perseverance of the human spirit, the drive to live, to survive. I mean, think about this. They were free 2 years earlier, and they were still slaves in the area, that area of Texas. And so this is a very important day. And it's an important day for us to, history is very important, guys. I'm a history buff. So let me just share this. I have to go on my little soapbox here for a second. I'm a big history buff. If you could pick any channel on the cable lineup and there's the history channel, I will go right to it like a magnet. Okay. History will repeat itself if we don't learn from it. And history is, it's important for us to know the history, understand the history, get into the layers of history without any agendas or things that people are trying to push, the true, real, raw history of things. And when we do that, we can learn and grow as people of God, and we can understand ourselves better. We can understand others, why others are maybe responding in certain ways. And we can learn about each other. And that's what we're called to do as the body of Christ. Again, I know this sounds very simple, but we're missing it. Why? Because there's so much bombarding us on the internet. And so people don't know what to go towards. They don't even know how to pick up an encyclopedia anymore. There is no such thing. I mean, it's ridiculous. We really should get back to the basics and learn our history, learn our heritage, celebrate each other, and really move forward gracefully and in a holy manner so that it's pleasing to God. Okay, so that's enough. I won't preach anymore. I'm getting on a roll here because I'm getting bombarded with a lot of text messages, with a lot of tears of people saying they're feeling this unsettledness in the world today. And I feel it too. I can feel that agitation. In prayer this morning, I felt a ton of agitation. I just feel like something's ready to happen, almost like an earthquake type situation. And I'm thinking, oh, this isn't good. We need to get centered. And Catholic radio can keep us centered. That's why we need Catholic radio now more than ever. So if your station, by the way, here's a perfect plug. If your station is coming to you today or this week or next week and says, and they're saying to you, this is a summer pledge drive, share-a-thon, care-a-thon, appeal, please give generously. Please. You don't have to be Catholic to give to Catholic radio. Give generously. Okay. Give your hard-earned money to Catholic radio because we need to keep going and growing. And please remember EWTN. Okay. If you want to join the conversation about being totally free, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please call in. I'd like you to join the conversation. Vanessa is ready to answer your call. Patricia has been waiting so patiently in Augusta, Georgia on St. Paul Radio. Hi, Patricia. Welcome.
Hi, this is actually Tricia. I gave my formal name.
I thought so. Hi, Tricia. I just wanted to make sure.
I'm doing well. Before I give my comment on freedom, I want prayers for our precious Pete. I'm sorry, Father Peter. He has his whole family over there. They haven't been hurt yet, but he said they were so close to being hurt, especially his mom. And I know that really pulls at his heart. He's an amazing man. He's building a church in Nigeria and a school. He's just kind of like brilliant, besides compassionate. Also, mm-hmm. I just want to mention about freedom. I spent my childhood in Venezuela. Of course, that was many years ago. Mm-hmm. It's worse now, I know. But at the time, we were very rural at first, and you couldn't even go from one place to another. Where we lived, we had fences and a guard, but you couldn't even travel out anywhere without having, you know, all these papers. And again, you're greeted by somebody with a, you know, machine gun. Mm-hmm. And it made me very uncomfortable as a child. I was scared, frankly. And you know, we had bars on our windows, our house shut in different places. But anyway, then we went to Caracas. And honestly, I think that was a harder experience. Several times Americans got pulled over and, you know, our cars were stolen by police. And I was living, I wasn't Catholic at the time, but we had a very windy street called Calle La Cinta. And way up there, we heard that three nuns were gunned down at their door. Mm. And it was just, and probably the hardest thing was Caracas, you could see so much more poverty, even though really, but Caracas was different. We went to the movies sometimes, really hated it. I didn't like it because when we came home, there are all these children sleeping on the sidewalk.
Mm.
And they had nowhere else to sleep because the whole, you know, they had, I don't know what you call them, but all these pits where the garbage was put in and it smelled to high heaven. I felt so badly for those kids. We have no idea. And I can't even imagine it being worse. I can't. I hear they can't get food and all sorts of stuff. But my heart's there and with Nigeria. Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah. Tricia, thank you so much for sharing your experience of Venezuela and other places that you have lived. I will tell you something, though, Tricia. We do have a problem. We have a problem here in the U.S. I'm the first one to admit it. I think we have so much that we take for granted. We are so used to being able to sleep in a bed under a roof with clean water, with food on the table, with luxuries, amenities, all sorts of things. We can go to church and no one's going to gun us down, right? All sorts of things. And we take a lot here for granted. And I hope and pray everyone today just appreciates. Just look around you. Do a 360. Look around you. I mean, I'm looking at all the technology I have in front of me to do this broadcast. I mean, so guess what? That makes me blessed. I'm blessed. I have this unbelievable amount of things around me to help me do the work that I need to do. That's incredible. Those are all gifts and blessings, and we should acknowledge them each and every moment we are living, especially as we get older. You know, Tricia, I'm going to be 60 this year, and it's so funny. My mother said this was going to happen to me, and it has. My mother was right. She said, as you get older, you're going to start looking back instead of looking forward, and you're going to see all the things that you took for granted and all the things that the wasted time and all the things that you didn't appreciate. And boy, oh boy, was my mom, Connie, right. And Tricia, any comments on that? Like what words of wisdom would you give? Like, we have a lot of young folks that listen to Take Two. What words of wisdom would you give them?
I'm 76, so I am looking way back. I would say that, you know, you're right. We do need to look around, but our country, too, has so many homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
It just is so hard. And I know our church is struggling to be able to go downtown. And believe it or not, you know, the police and stuff are afraid. You know, they're like, well, you know, we can't guarantee your security. But, you know, I can go to the neighborhood Walmart and see homeless men sitting on the grass and sometimes I'm able to give them things. And we need to look around and say, we are so blessed. What can we do to help other people?
Yeah.
No matter what it is.
Yeah. Get outside of ourselves and help somebody today. That's brilliant. Get outside of ourselves, help somebody today, right?
Yep.
Yeah, well, we can do it. I mean, and the simplest thing to do, but a very powerful thing is to pray, right? To pray for our brothers and sisters that are in need, to pray for those that are hurting, to pray for those that are homeless, to pray for those that are under attack, to pray for those that are enslaved, or, you know, look at what we have going on with human trafficking. I mean, it's just, it's horrific. There's so many aspects of today's world that are just, you know, when you think about them, it makes your stomach hurt. So there's things we can do right now in prayer, but then to maybe go to one person today, maybe that's the most beautiful thing, Tricia. Here's the exercise for everybody. Whoever's listening, the whole Take Two family, just help someone today. Do something that you normally wouldn't ever do, or maybe you didn't think to do. Just some kind, loving, beautiful work of mercy to lift another person up. And let's see if we can start to change this world. What do you say, Tricia?
I say definitely. When you mention trafficking, probably people around here aren't going to like to hear this, but we have the Masters. I'm sure you're a golf player. You know mm-hmm. what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked. I had a nurse friend who worked there, and he said, Tricia, these CEOs come in on planes, but before they're there, they order girls. Like, I want a redhead, 16, 110 pounds. I mean, mm-hmm. I was blown away.
Yeah.
You know, it's horrid.
Yeah. Well, you're the mom of two girls, Tricia, so I hear you. Yeah. I mean, I have read the stories about it as well with the with a lot of sporting events where a lot of top executives or even big conferences that are happening around the world, they do the exact same thing. They order their pleasure, if you will, and it's disgusting, it's horrific, it's immoral, it's sinful, it's so bad that it's almost hard to even grasp and talk about. So yeah, Tricia, I agree with you. We need to start being aware of this and not just, you know, keep going on with life thinking that, well, it's not affecting me, so I'm not going to worry about it. But it does affect us, because eventually it will circle back to us. Yeah, I agree, Tricia. Yeah. I'm right with you. God bless you, my friend. We love you to pieces. Okay. Thank you. What a great call from our dear friend, Tricia in Georgia. She's amazing. Okay. So now I want to hear from you. You still have time. If you have something to say, this is your opportunity. Okay. Jerry and I decided to open up the phone lines for you on this Juneteenth to talk about what it means to truly be free. So if you want to share something from your heart, you don't have to be Catholic to call in. I just ask you to dial this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I will be posting some Juneteenth history, a little history lesson. I will post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. So please go there to Jerry and Debbie Facebook page and check out the article there that I will post on the history of this. Like I said, I'm a big history buff, and I think it's important that we understand things better and get into the details of past events, even if they are, you know, a couple hundred years old or things of that nature. It's important that we know and understand, and we don't stick our head in the sand and act like, well, I'm only going to worry about today. No, it's important we understand our history. And I'll post it on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. I want to also share with you something about our Nigerian priests that are here in the U.S. I have now received, let me see, that's probably about a half a dozen messages now, direct messages coming in from folks that are different dioceses around the country that have Nigerian priests. I just want to say something about our wonderful priests that are coming from Africa. I have so many friends that are priests actually there's other areas of Africa, but Nigeria mainly are some of the friends that I have. And I will tell you, they come from some of the most beautiful families I have ever met. I've gotten to go to Nigerian masses, Nigerian celebrations, different events, anniversary events. They're incredible. Their energy, their love for God is so contagious. It is unbelievable. I remember vividly going to a Nigerian mass, and actually at the time it was our retired bishop here from the Diocese of Phoenix, Bishop Olmsted, and he was on the altar with the other priests, and it was for an anniversary for one of our Nigerian priests, and the bishop from Nigeria came in as well to Phoenix, and we had this beautiful mass, and the Nigerian attendees that were there, they were in full, you know, the headdress and the beautiful garments. Oh my goodness, was it beautiful. And the music, oh, it just lifted the roof of the church. And there was this heavenly movement of the Nigerian expression for our Lord And it was so beautiful. I remember vividly watching the bishop, my bishop at the time, Bishop Olmsted, he was on the altar. And I remember he was kind of swaying back and forth to the music. And I thought, wow, he's really being moved by this. And I turned to my husband. We were sitting in like the fourth pew. I remember it so vividly where I was. And I turned to my husband. I said, oh, I wish all masses could feel this kind of energy and the soul that was put into this mass. And so our Nigerian brothers and sisters, they bring such a healthy, holy energy to our Catholic faith. And that's why it pains me so much when I see the pictures on the broadcast of what's happening over there right now, as we speak. That's why this is so urgent that we need to pray. And so, as a matter of fact, if everybody could just stop what they're doing today, and really dedicate your prayers to the beautiful souls in Nigeria and many parts of Africa that are suffering right now, because it's the persecution is so great, and you know it could come to our country at any time. You know, I mean, I know some people are feeling persecuted in the workplace. Sometimes some people feel persecuted, you know, in their neighborhoods, in certain areas of the country or the world. I get that. But that's actually, you know, if you look at it, that's bearable compared to what's happening over in Nigeria. So that's why it's very important. We remember, and we always remember, and we remember history. Okay. I wanted to share, with you all. Let me just share this. We've got the world over tonight. Raymond DeRoyo does such a fine job. He's another one that keeps us really posted on what's going on in the world and the history that is needed to be spoken about. He does a fine job representing that and getting the message out to all of us so we can stay up to date on what's going on. Lieutenant Governor of Texas Dan Patrick, chair of the Presidential Religious Liberty Commission, discusses the first meeting of the newly created group. George Weigel, this is on the world over tonight. George Weigel, distinguished senior fellow at the Ethics and Public Policy Center, discusses his new book, Pomp, Circumstance, and Unsolicited Advice. And John Rosamondo, author and defense counterterrorism analyst, talks about the current state of the Israel-Iran conflict. The World Over with Raymond DeRoyo is tonight, 8 Eastern, on EWTN TV and radio. Okay, that's tonight. And also, you can get the news from The World Over in your email inbox every week. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. Okay, that is so important. That's why I wanted to share that with you, because World Over, I think, is one of the ones you want to make a note of to make sure you stay current with, because things are unfolding and developing rapidly around the world. So it's very important. We as Catholic Christians, we stay aware and stay alert. Okay, so here's the last question I'm going to ask everyone in the last couple minutes. If somebody can go really fast to the phones, you'll be the one that get on air. When you think about freedom, do you think about the sacrament of reconciliation? Anyone else feel that way? Because I do. I just want to let you know, when somebody says the word to me, freedom, the first thing I think of is the sacrament of reconciliation. It is a healing sacrament. So it's such a beautiful sacrament. And yes, it makes you feel free. The soul is free because you are washed clean. It is incredible. It's so odd. Is anyone else of the Take Two family, does that ever come to your mind when somebody says the word freedom? The sacrament of confession comes to my mind. So if there's anyone else, go quickly to the phones, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. So speaking about the sacrament of reconciliation, beautiful healing sacrament for all of us as Catholic Christians to participate in and to receive the graces of this amazing sacrament. And it reminds me of St. Teresa of Avila, who used to stand outside of the confessional with her sisters. And when they would come out of the sacrament, she would say, begin again or begin anew. So beautiful. And it's so true. And so for me, if I have to reflect on freedom, of course I look around me, I do a 360, and I'm really blessed to be alive. I tell everyone every day is a blessing. As the older you get, you realize that every single day is a gift. But freedom truly is freedom in the soul. When the soul is free, to journey back to God without severing the relationship, without hurting and damaging the soul along the way with sin and all sorts of things that kind of creep into this world that we live in. When the soul is free to journey back to God, it is incredible. And we are, again, a sacrament-rich church. And I would encourage everyone, please, if you haven't gone back to the Sacrament of Reconciliation, do it this weekend. Find a Catholic church that has confession times. I know that Friday is difficult sometimes to go to confession. There's not a lot of confession times on Friday, but sometimes a lot of priests are doing weekend confessions again, and that's wonderful. Go to confession. Be free. Be free in the soul. It is so incredible. We're going to get to we got calls coming in pretty fast. So hopefully I can squeeze one more caller in. I'm hoping that Vanessa goes quickly on the saying hello to our next. Yeah, there we go. Okay, Mark in Houston, Texas on Sirius XM 130. Mark, you're going to be our final caller today. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I heard what you said and it motivated me to call, and it, relatively new back to the church a couple of years ago, and I'm always amazed when I go to Mass and our church holds anywhere between 400 and 500 people, and then we do confessions once a week and I'll see 4 or 5 people in line, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Okay, there's a disparity there, and it feels like nobody wants to talk about it. And last year, or actually this past year, with Eucharistic Adoration and the Indianapolis Conference, maybe the church needs to think about getting people to start thinking about confession again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have friends that are Catholic, lifelong cradle Catholic, and they haven't been in confession in years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm reminded of what Thomas Aquinas said about fear. It just hardens the heart. And
right.
I think our priests really need to do a better job of speaking about, you know, the analogy I always draw is, you know, anybody's used a power washer before at their house, the metaphor is it's a power washing of your soul and your heart, and the liberation and the freedom you feel after confession, I think it's second to none. And I had the privilege of going to confession in Medjugorje for the first time in years, several years ago, and it changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're fearful of going to confession because of something you did years ago, you really, really need to do an examine type of thing of what that fear is really about. And if it's because some priest shamed you when you were 15 years of age, you really need to take advantage of that before you receive Holy Communion. And I want to, if anybody's listening out there that's a spiritual director or in charge of adult formation, we really need to have a movement in the U.S. like we did with the Eucharistic Adoration last year, and the real presence back to confession and how important that is. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Amen, Mark from Houston, Texas. Way to go. You nailed it. That's why you couldn't hear a pin drop, because I was so quiet allowing you to speak, sir. Thank you so very much. I couldn't agree with you more. You're spot on. We need more solid catechesis on the sacraments. Father Chris Alar just wrote a book. Father Chris Alar does a fine job, just wrote a book on the sacraments. So many of our priests are trying their hardest, especially through Catholic radio, to get the message out on how important it is to understand the sacraments better. Don't forget to look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, especially paragraphs 1854 all the way through 1864. That's all about mortal sin, what a mortal sin is, right? And Mark was referencing about how people sometimes go to communion and they don't even realize that they possibly maybe have a mortal sin on their soul, and they're gonna heap another mortal sin because you're receiving unworthily, and it's really dangerous for the soul. And so what do we need? We need proper formation, solid catechesis to get our Catholic Christians up to date, up to speed, and aware. And once you're aware, then you're responsible. Once you are fully informed, you are responsible. So Catholic Radio does exactly that. We try to form and inform everyone so that they can make good choices for their soul on this Christian journey. And I totally agree with Mark. God bless those wonderful priests that are out there speaking a solid teaching on the sacraments. And hopefully there'll be more of that. Kathy in Louisville, Kentucky, you can always call back on Unscripted. You wanted to share the beauty of confession. Oh, Kathy, I want to hear it. So please call back at the end of the month on Unscripted Show. Okay, that'll do it. It was kind of an emotional show today, but I think we covered it, and I think we did it well, and we did it from the heart. And that's what I love about the Take Two family. Thank you, Vanessa, Pedro, and Rich. You did a fine job today filling in for Michael McCall and our regular show team. And I want to thank all the affiliates that carry Take Two Live. You are doing such a beautiful service for everyone that listens. You give us a chance to come together as the body of Christ. Okay, until tomorrow, we're talking about making a happy hour a holy hour. Have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.